trying to understand the world or the reality of ghosts in the paranormal is kind of like saying, please look up at the sky and tell me how many stars there are. You can start counting and you may think you kind of got an idea. Oh, wait a second. I didn't see all those over there. Yeah, it's kind of an impossible task. Because right when you think you kind of figured out one area, there's all this over there that you didn't even put into consideration because you didn't even know it was there. That's a lot of what we have going on today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Many different stories, different ways that people encounter the dead. Yeah, from ghost hunting adventures in an asylum all the way to a possible angel of death showing up, trying to observe one as they struggle to breathe. A childhood home being revisited as someone desperately searches for peace. From the childhood that they grew up in, surrounded by paranormal trauma. And a bird, or is it, that watches over the children as they play. Ghosts, spirits, angels, demons, all of it. In all their various forms. Today, EPP bonus episode number 337 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Hello, Tony, Carol, and Harper. My name is Summer, and I'm a huge fan of RGSO from Minnesota. I've been a listener for a couple of years now. I grew up in a haunted house in a small town and have had several paranormal encounters. The story I want to tell you today did not take place in the house I grew up in, but rather at the opening sanatorium, which is an old tuberculosis hospital in Duluth, Minnesota, about 45 minutes from my hometown. I can write or call in another time about the experiences I had in the house I grew up in, if you'd like. A little bit of background about opening sanatorium. It was originally built in 1912 to help house and care for individuals diagnosed with tuberculosis. Later in 1957 or so, it became a nursing home for the elderly before eventually shutting down due to financial issues in 2002. Since then, it has not been maintained. No working lights or heat. Rubble and debris cover each room, as well as old peeling paint on all the walls throughout the entire building. There have been historical tours as well as ghost tours since its closing. Even the Ghost Adventures crew did an episode on it. In 2018, I learned that a paranormal investigator group was going to be doing an overnight investigation at opening. And those who were interested could purchase tickets to join them. Knowing the history and seeing the episode on Ghost Adventures, I knew that it'd be a great experience, and I had to go. Another friend who I am fascinated by, the paranormal, purchased our tickets, and the time finally came in September of 2018 for the investigation. I remember being extremely nervous and excited as we pulled up to the gates of the sanatorium. We had our flashlights, jackets, hats on, as it was cold that day, and we knew it would get even colder going into the night. There were about 30 of us total, including the investigation crew. We were finally allowed to enter the building. They broke us up into three groups. As soon as we entered the building, I remembered a sad, empty feeling coming over me. It was extremely hard to describe the atmosphere. Yes, it was cold because there was no heat, but it was almost as though there was static in the air. It's hard to explain the feeling. My group was sent to investigate the church first. It was already dark outside, and as mentioned before, there's no electricity anywhere in the building. We entered the church with nothing but our flashlights. They had us sit in a circle on the floor, turning off our flashlights, so we were in complete darkness. The lead investigator had set a spirit box in the center of the circle between us all. We'd go around the room, take turns asking questions, and the spirit box would use words from AM radio stations to communicate with us. As we were asking questions, we could hear footsteps behind us, towards where the church stage would be. It felt like there was someone or something standing behind me. A lot of the answers we received from the spirit box seemed to align with the questions we asked. We investigated other portions of the sanatorium, getting to use some of the equipment. There was one hallway where we used a recorder to ask questions and playback to see if we picked anything up. In that hallway, we picked up growling, which seemed to be an angry spirit. A terrifying experience we had was in the basement of the sanatorium. Our same group who went into the church was sent down to the basement. Many people towards the end of the hall described seeing a glowing blue light. They were all lined up in the back hallway, with their back to the door frames or the walls. Me being the chicken shit, I always made sure that whenever we were asked to do this, my back was against a wall rather than an open doorway. I was standing next to my friend who was on my left and another girl who I did not know that was on my right. We had our flashlights off and were spaced about 3 feet away from each other. As the lead investigator was asking questions out loud, I felt something grab onto my right arm for a brief second, and then it was gone. I turned my head towards the stranger to the right of me. Given that I could not see who she was or how close she was to me, I asked her, "Did you just touch my arm?" She replied, "No," in a confused manner. And the moment she said that, my friend announced that she had just felt a slight breeze blow over her. Trying to stay calm at this point, I realized whatever was down there with us might have just interacted with my friend and me, and I was ready to get out of that part of the building. As a lead investigator who happened to be a medium continued asking questions, she was getting a vision of a large dog and nun coming down the hall. While this happened, we all saw a bright light and heard footsteps coming down the stairs, which was the only entrance and exit to get down to our level. The entire group assumed that this was one of the other investigators coming down to check on us, and they were using their flashlights to get down the stairs. The strange part about this is that once the flashlight and footsteps made it to the bottom part of the stairs, they stopped completely. Confused, one person in our group who was standing on the end closest to the stairs went to check it out to see who it was, but there was no one there. After that happened, my group decided it was time to head back up to the main room and regather ourselves. While I did have many different experiences at opening sanatorium, I don't think I would ever go back. It was an emotionally sad and terrifying place to be. Both my friend and I talked days later after we went, and it was strange that both of us were having nightmares since we went. In our nightmares, we were walking down the dark, desolate halls of the building. I remember I could not sleep for a day because anytime I'd close my eyes, I'd be back there in the paint-peeled hallways in darkness. Thankfully, this did eventually go away. I did take a photo with my friend, which I believe is something paranormal captured on it. It's on my phone. This was taken during one part of the investigation where we had been required for us to stand in front of doorways of the rooms. Before the investigation began, I was goofing off and snapped the random photo of my friend who was standing in a doorway next to a wooden frame with no glass on the side of her. None of us can explain. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 337 of Real Ghost Stories Online. More of this story to be heard when you become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Also, did one woman come face to face with an entity that was there to watch her die, only to disappoint the entity when she survived the attack? Then one woman makes peace with the haunted childhood home she grew up in by moving back in as an adult, only to find out that the spirits wanted her back more than she wanted peace. And a ghost story of hope. Did a cardinal watch over a small child who was playing alone? Or was a cardinal the spirit of a loved one watching over their family members, only in another form? All those stories and more when you become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Help support the show and keep it on the air. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join in supporting Real Ghost Stories Online. The top of 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 the top of
Thank you.